Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Stephen Silverman. He's from the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. After the terror attacks outside a Manchester synagogue on Yom Kippur, leaving two dead, others seriously injured, political leaders have condemned the assault and pledged increased protection for the Jewish communities. We wanted to discuss the CAA's response to this, the community safety, and what needs to change. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Your organization has warned for years about escalating anti-Semitic violence and political appeasement of extremists. Does what happened in Manchester fit the pattern that you've been documenting?
Look, yesterday's horrendous incident was viscerally shocking, but one thing it was not was unexpected. Mm-hmm. We have been saying time and time again publicly that the seemingly unstoppable rising tide of anti-Jewish hatred that has poured out onto our streets, on social media, and into public life was going to end at this destination. We have warned consistently that we were heading in one direction. Serious violence against patriotic British citizens who just happened to be Jewish. And, you know, the frustrating thing is that we gave those warnings over and over again, not because we were blessed with any special foresight, but because we have the same functioning eyes and ears as everybody else, and the same ability to add two and two and make four as everyone else. And, you know, when the reasons why this atrocity happened are examined, it is vital that we now ensure that some tough facts and some tough realities aren't buried in the inevitable flood of weasel words, crocodile tears, and inevitable backside covering that we'll see unfold over the coming days and weeks. And this is the reality where we are now. The British government is complicit. The criminal justice system is complicit. Our industry regulators are complicit. Universities are complicit. And our national broadcaster, the BBC, is complicit. And the reason they are complicit is that every single one of them could have acted in their own way to put the brakes on this rising tide of hatred that we've been watching helplessly. Instead, they either did nothing or took action that actually inflamed that hatred. So they all should be hanging their heads in shame today, and they all need to bear responsibility for their inaction and, in some case, their actions.
Let's talk about the Prime Minister's comments and his pledge for enhanced security for Jewish sites. From your perspective, what breaking it up into the two, one, and I think you've referred to that as crocodile tears, so I can see where that answer is going to go. But then as well, what about this pledge to make sure that the Jewish communities are protected?
Well, you know, with regard to the increased police presence, I think, you know, it's self-evident that that is required. And what he's doing is just he's treating the symptoms of the government's own failings. Mm. He's put a sticking plaster on their own inaction. What we don't need from the Prime Minister is what we got last night. Warm words, statements that anti-Semitism is completely unacceptable. Remember, this is the Prime Minister who took over the leadership of the Labour Party before they were in government and said he was going to tear out anti-Semitism by its roots. Instead, what he has done has taken increasingly hostile positions towards Israel, a close ally of the United Kingdom and a friend to the United Kingdom, and only just over a week ago handed Hamas a glittering prize for its horrendous act of genocidal terrorism against the Jewish people on October the 17th, 23. He told them that terrorism will be rewarded. So is it absolutely no any surprise at all that the events of yesterday took place. I don't think it is.
Did he?
What we need?
Sorry, carry on.
Sorry, go on. Yeah. What we actually need is for him to put. It is quite clear that the Jewish community's perception is that they are, they are the victims on the altar of political expediency. That a political calculation has been made, that statements and actions that appease radicalism on the left and in Islamist communities is worth votes. It needs to stop. This needs to stop being a matter of politics. And what the Prime Minister needs to do is demonstrate that that is the route he is going to take, and that he's going to clamp down on the hateful rhetoric that has been escalating, certainly on our streets for almost 2 years, and in our universities, and through our national broadcaster. It needs to happen, and it needs to be done with an iron fist now, because this is now like a huge ocean liner that isn't going to stop suddenly. It's going to take a long time to turn around. And the longer he delays in starting that process, the worse things are going to become.
Was there any acknowledgement in his message or in anything he said since the attack that this isn't just about the physical safety? Because as you say, that's just the symptom of it. But the problem doesn't exist there. Jews can always find a way to make synagogues safe, but it doesn't mean that Jewish life, way of life, can be easily protected when you've got the radicalization and acceptance of extremism. Did he refer to that at all, or did he just talk about the symptom?
We just got the usual platitudes that, you know, render him indistinguishable from a party leader of any color. That anti-Semitism is unacceptable in our society and it needs to be a safe place for Jews and so on and so on and so on. Any statement that began with anything other than for too long we have accepted extremism and radicalism was worthless, and we didn't get that. And the worry is that, you know, that what's going to happen in the coming days and weeks will be more about trying to cover up the fact that this is a failure of the government and other institutions rather than putting measures in place that are going to stop this.
That's where we need to end it, unfortunately. Stephen Silverman, thank you. And we certainly will keep chatting to you and following this story closely over the next few weeks. Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism in the UK.